All right, here you go. And I'm going to share this with you because this, I think, in the long term, could be more frightening than what we're dealing with in the pandemic. Although much of this is flying under the cover of darkness, the darkness that has been put over this country by the pandemic, that has people completely obsessed with the pandemic, so you don't see what's going on in other places. Places like people of religious exemption being put on a list by the Biden administration that we just talked about and will review again in the next hour. The Justice Department opening a new unit to investigate acts of domestic terrorism. This should be the most frightening thing in the world to you because it was parents that were called domestic terrorists in Loudoun County, Virginia, and elsewhere in this country. Parents that objected to school boards and their behavior and the curriculum that they were teaching that was teaching kids to hate each other and to hate this country and to hate themselves. Self-loathing was being taught in the classroom, and they got caught. But did they quit? Did they give up? Hell no. The FBI and the Justice Department warned repeatedly last year that the threat of an investigation into acts of domestic terrorism have increased since 2020. They keep telling us this. There's no evidence of that. They want to say that January 6th was somehow evidence of domestic terrorism. When a legal protest got out of hand and the most highly defended building in the most highly defended city in the world was somehow open for people to stroll through magically, just a coincidence, apparently, we're supposed to believe. But somehow that happened when a bunch of people got out of control at the Capitol and behaved badly, that somehow is domestic terrorism. It's not. While there's no specific federal domestic terrorism statute, the federal government defines domestic terrorism as criminal acts dangerous to human life that appear to be intended to intimidate or coerce civilians or the policy of government. Coerce the policy of government? That's my God-given right as an American, to coerce the policy of government. I do it from this chair every single day. You should do it as well. We don't have to sit here. Well, the government said it, so you have to sit there and take it. That's not America. That's not the country I live in. That is not the Constitution. Lawmakers and active and former FBI agents have called for the creation of a specific statute to make such acts a federal crime. If you intimidate or coerce civilians or the policy of government, intimidate how? You don't like my shirt? I say, America's the land of opportunity. Does that intimidate you? Is that domestic terrorism? You see, there's no definition. It's so loosey-goosey that if I get on this program and say, that's crap, well, maybe that's domestic terrorism, Gruber. Really? Is that what you're telling me? If I offend you in some way because you're a weak-willed little ninny that you can have me charged with domestic terrorism, that's how open and broad-based this is. The testimony of Matt Olson, Assistant Attorney General of the Department's National Security Division, before the Senate Judiciary Committee Tuesday this week, came less than a week after the first anniversary of January the 6th, of course, which lawmakers say was an act of terrorism. Olson said, based on assessments from the intelligence community, the country faces an elevated threat of domestic violent extremists. Whatever the hell that means. Based on the intelligence community, we were told there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, too. How many lives did that cost Americans? How many trillions of dollars has that cost us since? The intelligence community, that's what you're putting your tether on? That's where your anchor is? Please, do better. Individuals in the United States who seek to commit violent criminal acts in furtherance of domestic, social, or political goals, they're coming after you and I. If you disagree with government or settled science, or you object to the idea of school boards dictating to you and your kids what they will teach and you have no place and no standing, you're a domestic terrorist, you see. This is the new America, according to the socialists. We must say no. Absolutely not. And we are winning. That's why they're going crazy right now. Make no mistake, my friends, we are winning right now. And that's why they're going nuts trying to get this stuff through. trying to federalize elections, trying to get rid of the Electoral College, trying to pack the Supreme Court, anything they think they can get close to, anything they think they can topple, any institution they think they can destroy, they are going after it as we speak. So push out the noise of the pandemic, all right? We've got them. They're caught. Anthony Fauci, busted. CDC, busted. Joe Biden, his administration, busted. We've got that. Take that off your list. Pay attention to the other things that are going on around you. We need situational awareness of what's happening at school board meetings and city council meetings and at the local level where these socialists, these robots, drooling on themselves and marching to the orders of on high, have gotten themselves into positions of power, even at the local level. Run for school board, run for city council, get involved with politics. Don't just sit there and watch programs like this and get on your keyboard and be a keyboard warrior. No, you actually have to go out and immerse yourself in real action, in real politics. Vote, put up signs, get vocal, do all of these things. So, here they are with a new group of attorneys that will focus on the domestic terrorism threat, helping to ensure that these cases are handled properly and effectively coordinated across the Department of Justice and across the country. So just like the folks that still sit in jail in Washington, D.C. for the crime of trespassing, for the crime of unarmed trespassing at the nation's capital, that's what many of the cases are. They're nothing more than misdemeanor trespass cases, and yet they sit in jail. This is what they want for a domestic terrorism unit. Merrick Garland, you know, the guy that wasn't going to be religious, political. Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the United States, radical leftist. Make no mistake, these people are dangerous. And they're coming after you and me. We have to say no. Throw the bums out. Throw all of these bums out. Quick break on the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be right back. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.